Lesson 47. Living Abroad.
Text 1. When I first arrived in San Francisco, I had a difficult time understanding the American way of doing things. Once, I went to visit an American friend. After staying for the whole evening, I was about to leave. But as soon as we said goodbye, my friend went back to his room, closing the door behind him. It made me feel that I was not really welcome.
I once had an embarrassing experience in a New York restaurant. I was talking to my American friend Janice at the table when I noticed people staring at us. I asked Janice what was wrong, and she told me that I was talking too loudly. She said that to some American people, it sounded like I was shouting.
Text 2. What did I learn from my exciting cultural exchange to China? Well, the Chinese are extremely hospitable. One evening, I was invited to a Chinese family dinner. I had a good appetite and ate a lot of delicious food. My host kept on putting more food in my rice bowl. They didn't seem to hear me saying, "No, thank you." This was a very special experience I had in China. In my culture, you don't get more food if you don't ask for more.
I had a similar experience the last time I visited China. The Chinese are the friendliest people I have ever met. After my visit to a Chinese family, my friend's grandfather wouldn't let me go to the station alone. He insisted on walking me to the station to see me off. I kept saying that I knew the way myself, but it just did not work. What he did was amazing. This will not happen in many other cultures, I guess.
Chinese people are very modest, too. Last time when I visited China, we saw the tour guide wearing a very pretty coat on the day we left. I told her the coat suited her, but she looked very embarrassed, saying that it was a cheap one she had bought a long time ago. I was surprised. In my culture, when we are complimented, we feel very happy and say thanks.